It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. It sounds like the telephone. Hello? Hello? Nobody there. Well, whoever's trying to reach us will probably call again. This is a special day, you know. This is our day for the visit from Astron. Hello? Hi, Mrs. McFeely. Were you trying to call just a second ago? Yes. Well, I just had gotten here. Yeah. You going to bring that animal to show us? Two? Are they both the same? What kind are they, Mrs. McFeely? Lambs? Oh, we haven't seen lambs in quite a while. Yeah. No, he hasn't come yet. Now, we're waiting for him. I don't know exactly when he'll be here. Well, please come whenever you can. All right, fine. Thank you very much. Bye. That's Mrs. McFeely. Her animal surprise for us was lambs. Yeah. Okay, now let's be sure to see that the fish have just enough. That telephone's ringing again. What a busy day. Hello? Hi, Chef Brockett. Yeah, this is the day. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, if you'd like to, I'd like you to meet him. Yes, he's a fine man. Well, come when you can. All right. Good enough. Bye-bye. Everybody wants to meet Astronaut Warden. Oh, maybe that's he now. Would you look outside and see if that's Astronaut Warden?
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
McFeely.
Now, I want you to come and sit down right here, and then I'm going to show you one of our surprises and then the other one.
Okay. Did I get it for you?
Oh. There's one. It's a little boy lamb. See, wait, this one went by.
Hi.
Come here. Come on.
Hi there. There's your friend.
Girl, this is a little boy lamb. He's only 5 weeks old. They grow so fast, these lambs do.
They're brother and sister.
No, they're not brother and sister.
Oh.
They're talking to each other. They have a good time. Look, you can see how this one has really soft, long fur here and then shorter fur.
Yes, good.
Nice. Little tails. Don't you wish you could know what they were saying to each other, Mr. Rogers?
I wonder what they are saying.
Say, where is your astronaut friend?
Well, I don't know, but he's due to arrive today.
Well, I was hoping you could see these lambs, but maybe he'll get a chance later?
Sure, we could bring him by.
Think so? I think the lambs would like to see him, too.
Where's their mothers?
Their mothers are at home. I should take them back to see them because they're probably getting hungry. I've had them out walking.
Let me hold the other one just a minute.
Very active, these lambs, Mr. Rogers.
I can't believe they're only 1 month old.
That one's only about 3 weeks old.
Yeah.
I love to take care of animals, Mr. Rogers, but I have other animals to take care of. So maybe I better get them back.
It gives you pleasure to take care of them, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does.
You give us pleasure by bringing them here. Look at her.
Oh. See, they want to get
so soft. You know, the feel of their fur is so different from the feel of my hair. And down here, this part feels a little like my hair. You know that?
That's longer. Mm-hmm. Okie dokie, can you hand me that lamb?
Sure.
I think I'll carry them. It's a little bit quicker that way. Don't wander.
Feel it? All right.
Yes. Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Thanks for that surprise.
You're welcome.
Bye, lambs. Bye, Miss McFeely.
Bye.
We'll bring Al Warden by when he comes. I keep looking for him, but he's not here. The phone again. I wonder when Al will come. Hello? Oh, Joe. No, he's not here yet. Well, I'd like you to meet him. Yes, he is. Fine. Okay. Certainly. Bye-bye. That's Joe Negri. He had heard that Al Warden was very much interested in music, and he thought that he'd like to talk music with Al Warden when he comes. Well, he's not here. We could do some make-believe. Shall we? Okay. Call the trolley. Trolley? Right. Why don't we pretend that the people in the neighborhood of make-believe are getting ready for their visit from Astronaut Warden? All right? Wonder how Lady Elaine is doing with her spacesuit. We're ready for some make-believe, trolley. Right. Okay, to the neighborhood of make-believe.
There's trolley.
Trolley?
There, trolley. Handyman Negri, we shall assemble first in the A room. A for astronaut.
Yes, A for assembly, too, Your Majesty.
Oh, very good, yes. Astronaut assembly. Simply tell the others.
I will, sir. But first I have to go over and help Lady Elaine with something, Your Majesty.
Lady Elaine?
Yes. You see, sir, she's practicing to go to the moon.
Practicing to go to the moon?
Mm-hmm.
Why, she would. Of course, there are times when I'd be glad to have her go anywhere. Carry on, Negri.
Yes, Your Majesty, and thank you very much, sir.
Until the A room, then.
Yes, sir. Farewell.
Lovely.
I need to be zipped again, dear.
Well, I'm coming, Lady Elaine. I'm coming.
Oh,
okay, here.
What cooked you so long?
Put your arms in. Oh, I was busy with the king. Okay?
Yeah, thanks.
There you are.
I'll sit for my practice flight.
Can you bend down just a bit?
Yeah.
Atta girl. Here we go.
And zip it down, will you?
Yes, we do. Zip it down. One more try. Hang on.
If at first you don't succeed, stay as sweet as you are. There it is. Good. Okay, now I'm all set to make my practice flight. How are you coming with my oxygen?
Well, I'm coming along pretty fine, but I had to send away for an oxygen tank.
Oh, well, that's okay. I'll do my test flight without it.
Oh, well, how are you going to do that?
Well, you see, I just have my test moon right up there in the sky. See? That's my practice moon.
Oh, I see. How did you get it up there?
Well, with my boomerang, toomerang, sumerang, just set it right up in the sky.
Oh, well, what are you going to do now?
Well, I'm going to practice my jumping to it. And every day I'll put the moon a little further away and then a little further away, and I'll be able to jump to the real moon after a while.
Oh, well, without a rocket, Lady Elaine?
Of course. Are you ready?
Well, yeah, I guess so. What am I supposed to do?
Just count backwards from 10.
You mean like 10, 9, 8, 7?
Wait. Not until I say go. Oh. All right, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Get set.
I'm set if you are.
Got my eye on the moon. Go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh,
Lady Elaine, are you all right?
Nuts, I tried hard. Oh, well.
Are you sure
you're all right?
Oh, you're all right.
Yeah. Now just move the moon a little closer and I can try again.
Move the moon a little closer?
That's right. If at first you don't succeed, move the moon a little closer.
Okay, but how am I going to do that?
Oh, there's a ladder right back here at the museum.
Oh,
you can get that. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I got it, lady.
I made it this far anyway.
All right, we're going to move the moon a little closer.
That's it, up on the ladder and bring the moon a little closer to me.
All right. How's that?
That ought to be just about right.
All right.
Okay, you're going to count again?
Okay, you want me to count now?
Right.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
No. Count backwards, 10, 9, 8, 7, like that.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Get set. Go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Blast off.
Woo-hoo. Go, Lady Elaine. A little more.
I made it.
Well, there you are.
Whoopee, imagine.
Congratulations.
On the second try.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that great? What do you think of that?
Well, I'll tell you, I just think it's terrific. In fact, I'm really proud of you.
Well, couldn't you tell me musically?
Well, I think I could. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am.
I am.
Proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you, too.
Well, I'll even be prouder when I jump to the real moon. Ooh, boy.
I bet you will.
Yeah, let's go tell that astronaut that I'm ready to be the first woman on the real moon.
Right. Well, you know, they are meeting in the A room at the castle.
Oh, good. Well, we could just mosey over there.
Okay, would you like to go just as you are?
I think so. Just right on the moon.
All right, now you hang on.
I will. Let's go along.
Okay, here we go.
I'm proud of me. I'm proud of me. I hope that you're as proud as I am. Proud of me. I'm proud of me. I hope that you are proud of me, too. Hi, Trolley.
Trolley.
I made it, Trolley. Made it on the second try.
Move the moon a little closer. She said, if at first you don't succeed, move the moon a little closer. Well, that's something you could do and pretend. But you could certainly never move the real moon closer, could you? A real person just couldn't reach up and move the real moon. No, it's much too big. The real moon... Well, it's bigger than this whole house. It's bigger than the place you live. It's even bigger than your whole city. Do you know that the real moon's even bigger than the ocean? Yeah. If you were going to hold something that was big, how would you hold it? Would you hold it like this? Or would you hold it like this? Maybe that's our astronaut friend now. No, it's Bob Brown, our neighbor.
Hi,
Bob.
Fred. Hi. We were just working on some things over in the workshop, and we thought you might want to come over.
Well, this is the day we expect Al Warden, the astronaut, to come. And I thought I'd just better stick around here, but I surely would like to come.
Well, I'll tell you what. Come over if you feel like it, and we'll leave the front door open so you can come right on in.
All right,
okay?
Fine. We always like to see what you're doing.
Bye-bye.
Bye. They do great things over there at that marionette place. How could we go over there and still meet Al Warden when he comes here? I think maybe we could leave a note on the door. You know, we could say something on the note about Al. We're waiting over at the marionette shop, just two houses around the corner. Why don't we do that? Sure, it'll be something to do while we're waiting. And I'll ask him to come over there. marionette shop. It's great to be able to write and leave notes like this, isn't it? We should say that there are marionettes in the window, so he'll be sure to know which place it is, where we are. Hope you'll come over, Fred. I'll just put this on the door. He'll certainly see that there when he comes. Sure, he'll come. Oh, Chef Crockett. No, he hasn't come yet. You know, every time the phone rings and every time somebody comes to the door, I expect that it'll be Al.
It's all I can think about. I've been anxious to see him all day.
Well, I was on my way over to the marionette place. Bob Brown said that they were rehearsing some things that he thought I might like to see. Would you like to come along?
Yeah, could we leave the cake here for Al and your
sure.
porch?
Sure. Oh, that's great.
Well, I can't wait till he gets here.
Well, it is an exciting day. You're sure he'll read that note on the door, aren't you?
Well, if he comes right to the door, he has to see the note. It's the first thing he'll see.
Okay, because I told him that we would be at the place where the marionettes are in the window. Come on right in.
Yeah.
Okay, bring him in. That's right. Cross him right on over. Okay, Bob. That's right, good. Okay. Get it on. Try it again. All right, now, can you spin them, do you think? Try going around spinning them.
You mean in circles?
Yeah, go around. I guess you'll have to pass
Hang
the controls.
On.
That's right, go. All right, faster.
Wait a minute, I'm off.
Oh. Dorothy, put the ostrich on, okay? That's a girl. Good, that was nice. Okay. Okay, can you spin, do you think? Go around. Spin.
All right, let's try. Wait a minute.
There you go. Pass the control.
Hang on, your control.
Hang on, go faster. Faster. Oh, all right. Oh. All right, Bob, wait a minute. Turn off the tape.
Okay.
There we go.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, we're great. It's a great thing to do while we're waiting.
Right.
That is. This is our new circus show. We're going to be taking it out to the schools in a couple of days.
Oh, wonderful. I like circuses.
Is it easy?
It's not as easy as it looks. Why don't you go up and try?
Hey, that'd be fun. Thanks.
Go up and try.
All right. Hi, you want to try him?
Yeah, thanks.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi.
Will you help me?
Surely. Right, this is a dual control. You can hold it with one hand.
Mm-hmm.
These are the wings.
These?
And the front strings are the legs. And the back string is the tail.
The tail.
Right? Now, if you want him to walk, you tilt the control from side to side like this, and your arm in sort of a bouncing motion. Keep him on the floor. That's right.
That's good.
Now, that's good, Fred.
If you want him to get up on the seesaw, wait, you have to do a little work here. You have to pick up one leg.
Pick up
and
this
hop. No, let's try picking up the right leg.
All right.
This one here. There.
Yeah, sort of awkward.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, now we got the bird on. What do you say we try a twin?
Oh, can I try?
Okay, we've got the same control, so you turn it from side to side like this.
Yeah.
That gets his feet going like
hey,
that.
Hey, look, Fred, I'm kicking.
Okay. Yeah. Now we've got to get him on the seesaw. So you take one of the leg strings
I'm
and
waiting
pull it so
for
that it pulls
here.
His feet apart and then make a flying leap.
Wow.
Like
that. Okay, I have a leg string now.
That's
wait
right.
for
now
me
jump.
There, ostrich.
Oh.
Whoa.
No, yeah. There you go.
Hey, ostrich, you're lucky because if you fall off, you can fly. You're a lucky fella. Whoops.
Wee.
Flew off.
Yeah, but
well,
I want to try to get
him
again.
Fly. Yeah,
try putting the ostrich
the
back on again. There.
He's back on.
There back on.
Go. There you go. Okay.
Now that time I was waiting for you.
Why don't you try passing the controls back and forth, too, okay?
Step back,
Bob,
Dorothy,
let me
you
hold
take...
your...
Okay.
Right.
Okay, there you go.
There
now
we
pass
go.
The control. That's right. Now pass it again. Pull it. Go.
It is hard, yeah.
All right, now see if you go a little bit faster, because if you get it going, then it will...
Faster.
Yeah, there you go. Pass it.
Whoa.
See, it's not, it really isn't as easy as it looks.
No, it sure isn't.
It takes a lot of time to
look at my twins turning around in circles.
This way?
Yeah, just keep going around in a circle until you get it.
I can make them turn in circles.
Sometimes I just hate to wait for a partner on this thing.
Well, I'll hurry up there, partner, but I'm a little bit twisted up. Do you know what? Sometimes
come on, partner. Come on.
There I go.
Whoa!
Sometimes I get angry when I wait. I don't want to get angry now. I'd like to get over there and see if he's there. If he is, I'll come back and tell you, all right?
Okay, I left the note on the door, but if you want to check, it's fine.
Okay, thanks for showing me, Bob.
You're welcome.
Okay.
See you.
Bye.
Bob, you know what I think we should do right now? I think instead of practicing this, I really think we should work on the unicycle.
Okay,
well,
fine.
I don't know that
we'll
one,
hang these
so
up.
I better go down.
All right,
okay.
Bob,
I've never
you
even
want
done
to
that one.
Thanks,
take
Dorothy.
Him.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Hang, Dorothy, hang. Hang that one backstage, okay?
All right.
Fred, reach that. Can you get that for me? You can put it right over there.
All right. Whoop.
And
there he is.
Where's the rope? Is the rope
I think it's right down there where Fred
there it
just
is.
The seesaw. Okay.
Yeah.
This one?
That's
if you
it.
Throw that across.
If you can throw that over to me.
It's a long one.
Thank
there you.
You
go.
Okay.
Good
shot. All righty.
Unicycle.
Right, yeah, if you can help Bob by
right
getting
on
him onto the rope there.
Okay.
That's right. Okay.
Now, here we
go.
Okay.
Whoop.
Bob. I'm going to try it again.
Can you try him again?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
See if you can get him to go all the way to the top.
All right.
It's a lot of practice. You know that?
Here we go. Let's hope practice makes perfect.
Slowly. Go slowly.
Whoa! Wait. He hasn't fallen yet.
Many times.
Look who I found outside your door.
Speedy delivery. I was
Mr.
McPhee. Telegram there for you, Mr. Rogers. Good day, everybody.
Hi.
Telegram. It says official from NASA. Lieutenant Colonel Warden is detained. That means he's going to be late. Will arrive definitely tomorrow. Films of the moon will arrive under separate cover. Sorry for the delay. Signed, Ed Harrison. Well, he won't be coming today.
Well, I guess I can still pick him up at the airport tomorrow, Mr. Rogers.
If you would, please, Mr. McPhee.
Certainly will.
I'm disappointed. I was all excited. I thought he'd be here today, and I...
Well, I know, but at least we know that he's going to come definitely tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to get back to my place. I'll see you all.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Mr. McFeely. Thank you all
for
helping us pass the time.
I'm glad you came.
Yeah, I am too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's try that again.
Should I work him a little bit?
Yeah.
I've got to
try
this.
You did that so well that time. I wonder if you can do it again.
Okay. I'll see you, Mr. McFeely. I just want to stay here a minute and talk to Fred.
Hi.
Yeah, listen, I thought maybe at least I could show you something. Come on. Remember I told you I had something for Al?
Oh, you mean the cake?
Yeah. Well,
sure.
I thought I'd show them to you. Would you hold the top? See? This one is made to look like the moon.
Yes.
And the jimmies, the chocolate jimmies, that's supposed to be the dark part of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And this one is made to look like the rocket that they rode in.
Oh, that's great. He'll really like that.
I hope. Would you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Take them to your real house and put them in the refrigerator.
Sure.
Okay? And then you can let me know what he thinks about them. Maybe I'll see him, too.
Of course you'll see him.
Good.
tomorrow sometime.
All right.
He's really coming.
I hope so. I'll see you.
Bye, Chef Brockett. Oh, when you've waited and waited and everybody got all excited and all of the phone calls that came and everything, well, it was disappointing. Sure. Did you ever have a disappointment like that? I mean, did anybody ever say that he'd come to visit you and then at the last minute decide that he couldn't? Were you able to talk about it with anybody? It gives you a better feeling to talk about things like that, your disappointments and things, don't you think? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. One of the things we'll talk about tomorrow is astronauts, because he'll really be here then. Mm-hmm. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends, and friends can talk about anything. Sure, good times, sad times, disappointments too. You always make it a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person like you, and that's you yourself. And I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.